Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
I'll read a few verses to you, and I don't think we'll read the whole chapter, but let's look at this tonight. And here's what I want to talk to you about for just a little while. One of the most damaging problems in the local church today. One of the most damaging or one of the most dangerous problems in a local church today. And I think we can see it right here in chapter number 12 of Numbers. Look in, I'll let you remain seated. I know we normally stand, but look in verse number 1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman, whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. They said, "Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us?" And the Lord heard it. And can I just say this? He hears everything you say. And I just say that when you go home, and I want you to stay with me tonight. I'm going to try my best just to talk to you tonight. But when you go home and run the church down, run the man of God down, I promise you your kids hear every bit of that. And the Lord heard it. And whether they hear it and whether anybody else heard it, God heard it. Somebody say amen right there. Now, the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, "Come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation." And they came out, and the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house." The Bible said in verse 8, "With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" Or were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them. Watch this. And he departed. And the cloud departed off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, "Alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not this sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he cometh out of his mother's womb." Verse 13, "And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, If her father had spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again." And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward, the people removed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. I told you I want to talk to you about this for a little while tonight. One of the most dangerous problems in the local church today. Now, I'll give it to you in one word. It's called gossiping. Gossiping. Now, I want to talk to you about that a little bit tonight, just from my heart, and see if we can learn something about it from God's Word. Father, I love you tonight. You sure are good to us, and we don't deserve it. God, thank you for a few days away with other pastors. God, a time of refreshing, and God, a time of older preachers preaching to us and encouraging us to stay in the fight. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us tonight to rightly divide the Word of God. I pray, Lord, that you would help me, God, Father, to say only the things that you would bid us to say. God, we'll be careful to give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I think that we can all say that if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves guilty of allowing our tongues to run wild. Sometimes we allow our mouth to get in high gear while our mind remains in neutral. And I thought about this. The Lord give us two ears and give us two eyes and he give us one mouth. We are to listen and hear twice as much as what we speak. And a lot of people, matter of fact, I want to be careful, but a lot of people, they have a problem with that sometimes. Brother Darrell Cox was preaching on Monday night. Man, he's one of my heroes. I'm telling you, that man of God has been faithful. And he preached on some things that I learned pastoring the same church for 40 years. And I'm telling you, it was great. And I didn't know this, but Brother Cox used to be a boxer. And he was an amateur boxer. And he was talking about one of his trainers was a professional boxer. And here's what he said. He said that trainer told him, anytime that you get knocked down, don't jump right back up. He said, they told me to lay there or to sit there for at least 6 seconds and let myself think about getting back up. And he began to give an example of that, of how sometimes people will say things to us, and the first thing we do is just fire right back off at them. And how we need to pause for a minute and think about it before we say anything. It was funny, me and Brother Randy and Miss Dawn was talking about that as they was preparing the food for the kids tonight. Miss Dawn said, preacher, she said, I have to pray every day that God helps me with that very thing. And we've all been guilty. Now, I might as well say amen about allowing our mouth to get in high gear every once in a while. I thought about this in 17 years of pastoring, 27 years of preaching. I'm yet to see a church fellowship be positively impacted by gossiping. I've never seen a church be positively impacted by gossiping. I thought about this. As we think about that, Winston Churchill put this in perspective when he said this. He said, a lie can make it around the world before the truth can put its shoes on. Boy, how true that statement is today. Lies and half-truths told by people inside the church family have gotten more people out of church than anything I know of today. That's just the truth. It's got more people out of church. Somebody talking when they should have remained silent. Somebody saying things when they was having a bad day and just needed to learn how to stay quietly. Sadly, and for some reason, God's people have grown accustomed to this very thing, though. They have accepted it as the normal and even have attempted to ignore it. The problem is, if you have cancer and simply allow yourself to accept it, to get accustomed to it or to ignore it, guess what? You'll die. You'll die. Think about this. A fully infected gossiper doesn't even realize they are doing it. This person will rationalize a way to talk and believe that they are just, listen, quote unquote, sharing information when the truth is they're just being a busybody and gossiping. If somebody knows everything about everybody, guess what? They're a gossiper. That's just all there is to it. Facebook, is everybody all right on that word? Comes straight out of hell, number one. Facebook has allowed people to say things that they would never say. People will say things in a text that they would never say face to face. They'll post things about people that they would never say face to face. They would never confront them with it. And I'm telling you something, it's become a problem in churches today. What is gossiping? Well, one said this, running from place to place and tattling, running about and collecting of tales. A gossip cannot keep a secret. Proverbs 11:13 says that they revealeth secrets is what they do. Gossip is born of the absence of the one who is the object of the gossip. Is everybody all right tonight? Y'all said, Rich, I thought we was going to be in Numbers. We are. I'm giving you something out of Numbers tonight. It's born in the absence of the person that is the object of it. He or she can't even defend themselves of any explanation. Personally, I think the gossipers are just downright cowards, is what they are. They won't go to somebody and say it to their face, but boy, they'll say it behind their back. They'll say it to somebody else. They'll post about it. They'll send a text, but then they'll deny the text. And you know, now it's got where you can even delete that text and it won't even show on that other person's phone. Are you with me? Think about this with me tonight. Think about this with me. Matter of fact, I'll just be real honest with you. I'm seriously thinking about cutting my iMessages off so people can't say I did delete something. Because when it's green, it's not going to be deleted nowhere. Now, I'm just giving you some things tonight. Are you with me right there? They'll say, well, I didn't say this or I didn't say that. And a gossiper's nothing more than a coward today. My daddy's always told me this. He said, son, if you got a problem with somebody, you got something to say to somebody, go look them face to face and say it. Now, I'm going to tell you something tonight. If I've got a problem with you, you ain't going to hear it from somebody else. I promise you, I'll come face to face with you. If you're a lady, my wife and I will come face to face with you. And if your husband's here, your husband, and we'll sit down and we'll talk about what the problem is. And gossiping kills churches today. Well, preacher, I just heard it, and I just heard this, and I just heard it. Well, just close your ears up. Just because you hear something don't mean you have to say it. Are you with me right there? Don't mean you have to say it. Think about this in our text. Miriam is the one that starts all of this in Numbers chapter number 12. She starts gossiping in Numbers chapter number 12. Now, it's going to get real quiet right here, but it's a woman that got it all started. And a lot of times, women can't control their emotions and they get it all started. And the husband is too afraid to look at their wife and say, hey, we just need to back down a minute. We just need to think about this. The husband's still the head of the home. And if a wife does what she's supposed to do, she's going to reverence her husband. And I'm not talking about you fuss her out and cuss her and smack her jaws. I'm talking about you politely say, hey, let's just think about this a minute. Before you say anything to anybody, let's just go home. Let's go get a cup of coffee. Let's pray about this. No word is there and say, hey, Miriam, let's pray about this a minute before you say anything. And boy, she gets this. Boy, it's tight tonight. She gets this started, and boy, it's a disaster. But you know what's very interesting when you go to Exodus chapter number 15? When you go to Exodus 15 and you begin to look in Exodus chapter number 15, you'll find out that she's actually praising God. There's actually a time that she breaks out with a timbrel and a dance and leads in the worship of Exodus chapter number 15. And what God and that timbrel and that dance was not the hokey pokey. And you've heard me preach on that. Why? And on the Sunday night, I preached on why David danced before the Lord. She worshiped God. But what happened? She got caught up in something. Somebody help me. Before you know it, man, she was gossiping, and before you know it, they got a big problem on their hand. Aaron finds himself caught right up in the middle of this. Aaron was not a good leader to begin out of the mount. He was up there with God. Just leave him alone. Amen. He was up there with God. Look what he said, out of the mount, that the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up make us a God which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. Well, time out. Listen to what they just said. This is the man that brought us out of Egypt. This is a man of God that delivered us. This is a man God used to bring us out of bondage. Now watch Aaron, verse number 2. And Aaron said unto them, go get right with God and pray for him. Know what Aaron said? Boy, it didn't take much to get Aaron to jump off a wagon, did it? It didn't make... You ever met anybody like that? Hey, did you hear? No, but what is it? That's why Aaron was. Man, it didn't take him much. Look what he does. Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And you that knows this story knows that Aaron took that, made a false god. So whenever we look at Aaron, she knows who to go to. She knows, you know, gospelers know who to go to and who not to go to. She knows who to get something stirred up. She knows who to go to. Look with me in verse number 1, verse number 2 of our text now. Exodus chapter number 12. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses. Now I want to say something right here. You may not always agree with the preacher. You may not always agree with the man of God. There's going to be, and I want you to hear me right here. There's going to be times that I make decisions as the leader of the church. And can I just say this? God didn't speak to everybody, all those children of Israel, for the direction that Israel needed to go. He talked to Moses, and then Moses led the people. And if Moses led the people wrong, that was between him and God, and he was going to give an account to God for that. Are you with me? He spoke to Moses. And there's going to be times that you may not agree with me on things. There's going to be times that I'm not going to agree with you on things. Somebody say amen right there. But you better be real careful. You better be real careful when you go to putting your mouth on the man of God. You better be real careful when you go to bumping your gums about the man of God. We're fixing to see that right here. Matter of fact, we can even study the life of Korah. When the earth opened up, and they went to hell with their boots on because they stood up against the man of God. You cannot agree on something and still be silent about it. I had this statement made to me the other day, and I would never say who it was. It's none of your business. But I had this statement made to me the other day. Here's what they said. They said, I fear God too much to say anything about that preacher. You know what they were saying? They may be some things that I don't agree with, but I fear the God of heaven too much. The problem with gossip today is this: people don't fear God anymore. People don't fear God anymore. Well, we got to get into this. We got to get done. Watch this. Number one, I'm surprised some of y'all didn't say amen. And Miriam, look in verse number 1, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman who had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Well, is it only Moses that God speaks to? Well, for the direction of the children of Israel, yeah, it was. That's who God set up to lead them. He goes on to say this, hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Let me give you 3 simple things that gossip does to the church. 3 simple things. Number 1, gossip divides. Gossip divides tonight. Gossip divides tonight. You know what? There's times that people have to leave a church because there's so much gossip and untruth being spoken about them. And sometimes, boy, I want to be careful tonight, but sometimes people have so much charisma that people believe them, and it causes division. God, nothing good has ever came out of gossip. Gossip divides. Look in verse number 4. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye 3 unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they came out, and the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. There was times that me and Rebecca growing up, man, it was so good to spend a little bit of time with my mama and my daddy and my sister the past 3 days. Me and Rebecca was growing up, and me and Rebecca would get, Brother Blake, we'd get to fussing back and forth. I don't know if you and Miss Kayla was ever like that or not, but we'd get to bickering back and forth at each other. And you would hear Daddy say something, but you wouldn't hear Daddy say something. Are you with me? Because you was bickering back and forth. And then you would hear this, Rebecca and Jonathan. And boy, you knew. You better hush and listen up. Because if you didn't, the next sound you was going to hear was something like this. You know what that is? That's a leather belt coming out of the loops. When I read this, that's exactly what I thought about. Aaron and Miriam. God calls them out. God divides them out, and God's fixing to correct them. But I'm going to tell you something. Gossiping does nothing but divide. Look what the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 26. Excuse me, Proverbs 26. I don't have this marked. In Proverbs chapter number 26 and verse number 28. Proverbs 26 verse number 28 says this. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. What does it do? I'm telling you what it does tonight. Number one, gossip divides tonight. How many times has families even been destroyed by things that was said that was not even really true? Number one, it divides. Number two, gossip will be dealt with. Gossip will be dealt with. Chapter number 12 again, verse number 4, we see that. Verse number 9, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. Verse number 10, the Bible said, and the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow, and Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. Can I say something to you tonight? Can I say this to you tonight? It not only divides, it will be dealt with. God will deal with it. I don't have to know about it. Are you with me? Somebody else don't have to know about it. But I promise you, God will deal with gossip. You're not going to talk about the man of God, the people of God, the house of God, and God not deal. You hear me and hear me well. If you can talk about the man of God, you can talk about the people of God, you can talk about the house of God, there's never no chastisement from God. Might want to check up. God will deal with it. God will deal with it. We preach all the time that God hates sin. Can I get an amen? He hates it. Then we want to classify sin. This. Well, let's look at something. You got your Bible open. Go with me to Proverbs again. Go with me to Proverbs. Let's look at something right here. Proverbs chapter number 6. Proverbs chapter number 6. Sin. Somebody say amen right there. But there is some things that God says is an abomination. In other words, he says it makes him want to regurgitate. You want to put it in low gap terms, it makes him want to puke. It sickens him. And whenever you study the sin of sodomy, everybody okay? It sickens God. It's the reason we don't put our stamp of approval on it. It's the reason we don't yoke up with it. It's the reason we don't say, well, I preach, I've got to do it. No, you can love the soul without loving the sin. Amen. You can be kind, but hear me and hear me. They're not going to be my best friend for more than one reason. Proverbs chapter number 6, some of y'all get that in a little while. Proverbs chapter number 6, these six things, verse 16, doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. He puts it in the same class as sodomy. It's an abomination unto him. Look what he says. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies. Here you go. And he that soweth discord among the brethren. Can I give you a low gap term? A gossiper. He says it's an abomination. Let me read you something. Go with me to Romans. Romans chapter number 1. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, then comes the book of Romans. Romans chapter number 1. So, preacher, I thought you was going to do an overview of Numbers. Well, I got stuck in one chapter. You got a book that will give you all of it. Look at this. Romans chapter number 1. Really starting in verse 18, you see God's wrath against things. He comes down to here and he deals with several different things. And he says in verse number 28, let's just pick up right there. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And he goes on to say in verse number 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder. What about that? Debate, deceit, malignity, whispers. Right there in the same verse as murders. I'm just telling you what God's saying about this. Backbiters. Haters of God. Right after whispers and backbiters is haters of God. I'm just letting the Bible speak for itself. Despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affections, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. That's what your Bible just said to you. Everybody wants to take Romans 1 and deal with the verses prior to that that's talking about sodomy. But he puts this right there too. Whispers and backbiters. Gossipers. And he says this, those that do it are worthy of death. And here's what we said, well, I didn't do it, but I listened to it. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So in other words, if you're saying you're not going to go talk to everybody else about it, but you like to hear it, you're the same. And God says, this is what God says about it. You're worthy of death. You're worthy. You know what? There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that fits in that category in so many churches today. And we have accept. Well, it's just. Well, I just can't control. I can't. Number one, you need to get off the pride wagon. Because everything you're saying is I can't. Won't you die to yourself? I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You know what? Every one of us likes to hear a good juicy gossip every once in a while in our flesh. But we must die to that and understand that God will deal with that. And that God says that we're worthy of death. So, preacher, you're taking that out of context. I'm not taking it out of context. You that don't believe it, it's taking it out of context. That's as plain as it gets. Number three. Number one, gossip divides. Number two, gossip will be dealt with. Number three, look at this. Gossip can be detoured. You can detour gossip. My dad was preaching last night. He was preaching on bitterness, and he got fired up. He about called a couple's name. It was funny. I thought for a second, he's fixing, because he said this, we're not live feeding. And when he said that, I thought, boy, here we go. Are you with me? And he didn't, but I thought he was going to. I started to holler at myself, but I didn't. Anyway, this gossip can be detoured. Daddy said this. He said he was sitting at a table with a preacher the other day. He said that preacher called another preacher's name. And he said, hey, you heard all the talk about this and this YouTuber that's put all this out, that if he would quit, this is just my opinion of him, if he'd spend as much time trying to win souls as he does trying to build a platform on social media, amen, he ain't no missionary. My daughter's a greater missionary at Baptist Hospital than he is. Anyway, I'm going to keep moving. Daddy said, I stopped that guy. And I said, I don't want to hear another word you got to say. Said that guy looked at him and said, but, and Daddy said, you don't understand me. I don't want to hear it. That preacher that you're fixing to talk about is my friend. I've known him for years. He's preached for me. I've preached for him. I don't want to hear it. I'm not listening to it. And Daddy said that that younger preacher just changed the subject. You know what Daddy done? He detoured gossip. He detoured gossip. Brother Stacy Piercy was with us several years ago. And we was eating in Elkin on a Saturday night. And we was sitting there eating, and he was telling different stories. And he said that one night, him and Brother Sammy Allen and several others was eating. And he said there was this younger preacher there. And said he was just bad-mouthing this other preacher. Just da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Said Brother Sammy just kept eating, never said a word. Said when Brother Sammy Allen got done eating, he said he wiped his mouth off and put his utensils there in his plate and wadded his napkin up and set it in his plate and fixed himself and sat back in the chair. And he said, well, young man, it seems you know a whole lot about that preacher and his faults and the needs that he has. He said, so what I need you to do is get down on the floor right now, get on your hands and knees and pray for him. And said that young preacher, if you didn't know Brother Sammy, you don't understand this. Said that young preacher looked at him and said, do what? He said, young man, I told you, you need to pray for him right now in this restaurant. He said, just get down and pray till you pray. Just pray for him. You know what Brother Sammy was saying? You need to detour gossip. You can detour. Only thing Aaron had to say was, whoa, wait a minute. Just stop. Wait a minute. Miriam, we're not going down this. Miriam, you done got us in trouble one time. Miriam, I learned the last time. That crowd got me turned a different direction. You know something about somebody that just is eat up with gossip? They never learn. They never learn. They just find themselves caught up in it over and over and over. I'm preaching real good tonight, but it can be detoured. We don't have to listen to it. Let me read you a couple more verses. I'm about done. It's 7:56. Proverbs 26, verse number 20 says this. Where no wood is, the fire goeth out. That's pretty good, ain't it? Down there at the house, which I've turned the stove off for this year, down there at the house, and especially when it's cold and the wind's blowing, if I don't go out there to the water stove, throw some wood in it, Brother Blake, some way down at your house, before the sun comes up, our wives are going to be complaining that it's cold inside. Did you not put no wood in the fire last night? Are you with me? You don't put no wood on the fire to go out. Said, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. Boy, that's good, ain't it? Look with me. Look with me, chapter number 20, verse number 19. Chapter number 20 and verse 19. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, therefore meddle not with him. Did you catch it? Therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. You know what we have to do? We just got to abstain from it. We just got to, I love preachers. I do. Miss Courtney, will you come play something softly? I love preachers. I really do. But they some, I just can't, I see them at meetings and say hey to them, but I'm just not going to be around them. I'm just not going to be around them. You know, let me tell you the reason why? I don't have time to listen to it. Every once in a while, preacher call me and say, hey, have you heard this about such and such preaching? No. I didn't read that in my Bible this morning. I'm not being super spiritual. I'm just being honest with you. Well, did you see this on Facebook? No. The only reason I still got one up is because the church account runs off of it. And if I cancel mine, the church account goes away. No, I didn't see that. Well, have you watched this YouTube or that YouTuber? They're seeing something. And one sent one the other day. And I watched about 3 minutes of it. And I got so mad. I'm going to tell you something. You listen to me right here. You better be real, 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 real careful who you talk about. Better be real careful. Better be real careful. You say, well, you know, there's some preachers I don't agree with. You know what? There's some preachers I don't agree with. They is. I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't putting my mouth on them. I ain't touching them. You say, well, I don't even know if they're saved. That's between them and the Lord. I got enough to worry about down at my house. You can detour gossiping tonight. Miriam right here. Aaron could have cut it all off, but he didn't. You said, preacher, why in the world would you talk about gossiping? We was on the blood, we was on the lamb, and we was shouting, now you own gossip. Well, it's just because it's what the Lord said talk to you about tonight. We got to be careful. We got to be careful. I had 25 years in fire service when I got out. I'm no longer in any fire departments or associated with any of that. I still do the coordinator for the sheriff's office as far as our chaplaincy program. But, Brother Tim, there was a thing called Con Ed, Continuing Education. And what it was set up for... it's just, Brother Ramsey, to remind us of some things that we need to be reminded of. Matter of fact, Peter said, I thank you meet as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. And every once in a while, we just need to be reminded that we need to watch our mouth. We need to watch what we say. You want to see God's hand lift off of Amazing Grace? Go to gossiping. You want to see our church split right down the middle? Go to gossiping. You want to see people start leaving quicker than they're coming in? Go to gossiping. Go to gossiping. You know what? It may never come back to me. The Bible said the Lord heard it right there, though. The Lord heard it right there. Well, they just need to get their feelings off their shoulder. Maybe you just need to keep your mouth shut. Maybe it has nothing to do with their feelings. Maybe it has to do with you having a problem. Amen. Gossiping tonight. God help us to watch ourselves when it comes to gossiping. God will judge you. I showed it to you right there out of his book. God will judge you. An individual come to me not long ago. I'm not going to tell you who it was. They said this. They said, preacher, such and such okay? I said, well, I think. They said, well, I'm just going to tell you, I may go to them. You know what I said? Go. Is that not right? That's what we're supposed to do, ain't it, Deacon? Go. I said, if you feel that's what God wants you to do, then go, and when you get there, tell them the pastor said come. Hey, look, if I got a problem with Blake, I'm not going to go talk to Corey. I'm going to go see Blake. Let me tell you the reason why. I'm just going to kill her dead. Because Daddy raised me to be a man. Daddy raised me to be a man and not a coward.